All right, Monday night, and we are live. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And we're one of the few shows that are live tonight, so everybody's ready to roll. I was checking today. I was just trying to listen to my regular program, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Labor Day. I don't even recognize holidays half the time. Forget about every last one of them. But anyway, happy Monday, everybody. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let's hop to the chat real quick here. Say hey to everybody. Jeannie Malfizi is on. Hans Slick Donovan is on. Coco Domenki is on. John Phillips is on. Naz is on. Paula K-O-L Paula Cole 1. Hassle Free TV is on. Michael Tall is on. Regina Loves Artisan. Aphrodites is on. Neon Widow's on. Horror Hotel's on. C-Suff's on. Veronica 18201's on. Regina Loves Art is on. Temel T-Bird is on. Just Fact is on. Jamil Hazen is on. D9597 is on. Dave Souter's on. JC360 is on. Todd Suff's on. Dead Plan is on. Love you guys. Really do appreciate. I see Will's on there too. Yeah, but Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Thanks for coming on Labor Day. I'm really happy to see the audience that we have. We actually have the number of the beast on right now. 666 is on right now. That's how many people are on right now.
Quick, anyway, share it with somebody.
It's actually the number of many. Yeah, please share it. Let's get it done. All right. Let's hop right through this now. Go to the first before me, Brent. So Kyle Becker tweet. This was, of course, a couple of days ago. You look at the date on what is today, the 3rd, Aaron? Today the 3rd?
Today is the 2nd.
Today's the 2nd. Okay, yeah. So it's what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
So 16 days in vacation on a row. So Joe Biden ended up with 17 days on vacation because he came back to now. I actually copied and pasted this tweet from Kyle Becker, and I put out my own tweet off of it. And I'm trying to recollect now any time, because I've been pretty aware of politics since the late 80s. And I'm trying to remember a president ever being on vacation for more than a week.
Yeah.
And this guy's on vacation for 17 straight days. That we know about. 17 days he's on vacation. Now, of course, he came back today. Go to the next one, Brett. So here's just some stats on it. And then, of course, he came back today and gave a little speech. Go to the next one. There you go. Ian Yeager tweet. Breaking new report shows that Joe Biden has spent a total of five. How many of you would like to have that job? 532 days on vacation.
Wow.
I didn't spend that many days on vacation in 25 years at the sheriff's office. I mean, 532 days on vacation over the last 3.5 years. 532 days. 40.3% of his presidency, he was actually on vacation. How many of you would like, Aaron and I work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
It's every week, 6 days a week, every week. Sometimes it's 6 hours, sometimes it's 5 hours, sometimes for Aaron, it's 15 hours, whatever it may be. But we work 6 days a week. He's 40% of his time. So basically, Aaron, you can go on the Biden plan, you'd be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and a half. Every single week.
Sign
you're
me
just
up.
Off every week. I mean, you're just off. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being the president of the United States, being any, you know, having any job anywhere, you get 532 days off. Out of 360 times 3, 532 days off, and 40% of your presidency, you're actually on vacation. And what's really weird, there's no media coverage. Every time Trump took a trip to a golf course where he simply was taking 4 hours off, it was like national coverage on the comparing his amount of time in the golf course versus Clinton, Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah.
George W. Bush, Hussein Obama, who spent the most time on vacation, who spent the most time on the golf course. Nothing on Biden spending almost half of his presidency on vacation. You go, Aaron.
Have you ever spent 532 days on vacation in your entire life?
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, it's 532 days.
Oh, my word.
In 3 years and 8 months. I mean, 3 years and 8 months. 532 days off.
Holy cow.
I mean, that's roughly a year and a half off out of 3.5 years?
Yeah.
So out of 3.5 years, he took off a year and a half. this is who, I know this doesn't stun 743 people on now. I'm glad we got past 666. So, I mean, it doesn't stun anybody because all of us are paying attention, but still, it's absolutely unbelievable that the president of the United States spent 40% of his presidency actually on vacation. He left every weekend and went to Delaware. Every single weekend. But don't worry, end wokeness video, Biden is officially, he's back.
Yeah.
Play for me, Brent.
You can no longer be the manufacturing capital of the world. Where the hell is that written? We are the greatest manufacturing city, county in the world, state in the world, city in the world. We're going to remain that way.
One.
Everyone just forces out. So he's back. He's on the campaign trail. Later on, Kamala comes up and he hugs her and kisses her on the forehead.
Ugh.
So we live in such weird times. I was talking to my neighbor today, and I was just saying, you know, I actually call it who I used to be in comparison to who I am now, because I'm a completely different person than I was 5 years ago. Because 5 years ago, I was, you know, you've heard me say this before, a solid conservative Christian man, but I had no idea what was really going on. I mean, I voted for Trump 16, voted for Trump. Well, by the time 2020 came around, I was red-pilled. But anyway, I was just like, we live in such a convoluted, reprobate world. It's so weird where you have the current president of the United States welcome on the current vice president of the United States and kiss her on the forehead on the stage. And I mean, he kind of misses too. Kind of goes, and he like misses. Aaron, you can find it. If you want to find it, you can. I'll play it anytime you find it.
All right,
We're sticking on Kamala for a while here. And listen, folks, I've got lots of other stories. I got climate. I'm looking over here at my stack that didn't make the show. I got climate change stuff, so it could be on tomorrow. I got more vax stuff. More and more stuff is coming out about the Pfizer vax. It is absolutely horrifying. Election fraud stuff out the yin-yang. But I got to focus on Kamala Harris and Tim Walz right now. And Trump, whenever he comes out. And Kamala, she's back campaigning now after taking like 4 or 5 days off. This is so weird. Nobody would ever take 4 or 5 days off if they didn't know that they're going to get cheating in their favor. They would be out there working the campaign trail. But she knows she's going to get cheating in her favor. So she can take 5 days off and go prepare for her Dana Bash 18-minute interview. All right, here's Kamala, Greg Price video. Kamala speaking in Detroit earlier today. And then we're going to compare it to her speaking in Pittsburgh. And by the way, we want to welcome back the accent. Accent is back. Accent's back. Here we go. And now every ER turns into an Are you ready? Play for me, Brent.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time. Because what we know, thank unions for sick leave, thank unions for paid family leave, thank unions for your vacation time.
So let's ask ourselves. Now, hey, Aaron, is it possible for you to go? Okay. Now, here's the thing. We need to ask ourselves, why is it that Detroit gets you need to thank a union member? And why doesn't Pittsburgh get that? It goes to Pittsburgh. It's like normal talk. But in Detroit, it gets you better. So what is better? It's supposed to be better. Of course, she turns it to, she's going black speak here. Okay, she wants to pretend like she's black when she's actually Indian.
Yeah.
That's what she is. So she's now switches into black mode. But for some reason, Pittsburgh, if you've ever been to Pittsburgh, it's not Detroit, but obviously it's a city. What is she prostituting herself for the crowd again? And why would anybody vote for somebody who prostitutes themselves to the crowd? I mean, how does anybody vote for? I mean, let's ask ourselves some questions. People are always demeaning Trump. When does Trump ever add an accent? You can like him or not like him, but he is who he is.
Yeah.
She has. And by the way, of course, she gives the exact same speech in both locations. Exact same speech. You better thank a union member. And then, of course, in Pittsburgh, you need to thank a union member.
Yeah.
She gives the exact same speech because she's not a smart person, which if you watch the pregame, she's getting lambasted by the Pravda media, by the Mockingbird media, by the Goebbels media for her interview performance with softball hurling Dana Bash. she couldn't even handle nerf balls being thrown at her. She gave these incoherent, absolutely ridiculous answers. And I'm not going to digress on that because we already covered it. But I mean, again, same speech, but what some people get, the union member, you better thank a union member. And then the other people get, you need to thank a union member for what they've done.
It's so racist.
I know, it is. It's so racist. Everything with the Democratic Party that they say that they're against, they're for.
Yeah.
When they say that they're against racists, They are for racism. When they say that they are anti, when they say that they're anti-racist, with their, you know, anti-democracy, it's the opposite way. That was a double negative, I know. But when they say they're pro-democracy, it's absolutely the opposite. Everything that they say, and everything that they, they're the opposite of that. Everything that they accuse people of, they are.
Yeah.
They're either currently doing or they will do. All right, let's shift off here. We'll go to the border. Focusing on still Aurora, Colorado. In the United States of America, we have an occupied territory. It's called Aurora, Colorado. It's occupied. You know, 2020, Johnny Maga tweet, 2020. Leftists take over a courtroom in Portland, Oregon. Trump sends in federal agents to a courtroom in a Democratic Party stronghold. So here's the thing with that. Leave this up for me. Here's the thing with Democrats. They won't rescue their own. Believe me, I don't know this for sure, but I'm almost positive that Aurora, Colorado overwhelmingly voted for Polis as governor and Biden as president. Polis, an extremely leftist governor of the state of Colorado. He won't even rescue his own. It's just like, you know, RFK Jr. wants Secret Service protection, so Joe Biden doesn't give it to him after the assassination, until after the assassination on Donald Trump. So, and RFK Jr., listen, I like RFK, and obviously I played the video, I like how him and Trump have come together, but he is a fervent liberal. He is not a leftist, he's a liberal. Democrats won't even save their own. He won't even give his own Secret Service protection. And here you have in Aurora, Colorado, this town is being taken over by not just Venezuelan gangs, not just illegal immigrants, not illegal border invaders, but Venezuelan prison gangs are taking over Colorado, going from house to house, collecting rent. And to this day, nothing has happened. The only people that are showing up there are basically anarchists, showing up, you know what, looking for a fight. There's rumors like the Hell's Angels are on the way, things like that. I haven't seen any confirmation of that. And I don't really like that drama anyway. I'm not really into, you know, let's go and have a street fight. But where's the National Guard? Polis won't even, oh, thank you, Aaron just gave me the stat. Aurora, Colorado, 80% voted for Biden. What's Harris done? When Biden, obviously, you just saw his speech. We just played the speech. Why can't we be? Oh, he just starts the barking again. The greatest manufacturing city, county, state, because he's back from a 17-day vacation.
Rested.
Yeah, nobody has seen Joe Biden except for on a beach since his speech at the DNC.
Crazy.
That's the president of the United States. And he's done absolutely nothing, but he's not running the show now. And like I read this, I'd give credit, but I can't remember who wrote it. The people that are in charge of his drug cocktail have just mailed it in now. They're like, they're done.
Yeah,
that's it. You saw it in the speech. You know, he's not running anyway. So let's just let him go. But so Biden hasn't done a thing. I mean, you have Donald Trump. You have a courthouse. Portland, Oregon probably voted 90% Biden. And Donald Trump goes there and rescues them after they're being been taken over by Antifa. You have an entire city, well, it's not the entire city, that's hyperbole, but city blocks being taken over by the people that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris allowed into the country, Venezuelan prison gangs, and they've done nothing. Has anybody even heard her address it? She's talked as much about this as the 13 Americans butchered at the Abbey Gate.
Right.
She said absolutely nothing. Trump sends in federal agents to crush the riots and reclaim the building. 2024, armed Venezuelan gangs take over apartment buildings in Colorado, collecting rents from tenants. Kamala Harris not only has done nothing, she's never mentioned it. And Polis, the governor, he calls it a figment of your imagination. How is that a figment of our imagination? Pick to the right. It actually happened just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Where they're collecting rents using AR-15s. Breaking 9/11 video. Here's Governor Polis right here on ABC. There we go. On ABC, Governor Polis breaking 9/11 video. Americans across the board want a secure border. His own city's being taken over, and yet he's going to pontificate about wanting a secure border. Play for me, Brent.
But is this an acknowledgement? Again, it's not just the economic issues. It's the border. It's energy. Is this an acknowledgement that the party had moved too far to the left? I mean, when she was running in that Democratic primary, the energy, it seemed to be, was with Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and candidates moved as far as they could to the progressive left. Did it go too far?
Well, look, you know, the Democrats are a broad tent party, and they have people who are conservative. They have people who are liberal. What Kamala Harris has said, and I take her at her word, is she's going to be a leader for all Americans, a president for all Americans. And that means regardless of your ideology, there's going to be a place for your viewpoints and for hearing it out and for making the best decisions for everybody. And of course, Americans across the board want to have a secure border. Kamala Harris will work to deliver on that and secure the border. Americans across the board want to make sure we reduce the increase in prices that's been occurring. She has a very aggressive plan to do that. So again, she's going to lead in a way that really benefits every family around the kitchen table, helps grow our economy, and supports prosperity. And as she says, opportunity, the opportunity agenda across our country.
And just another limp-wristed white male. That's who this guy is. It's just another limp-wristed white male, Jared Polis. So he says that she's going to be a president for all Americans, right? All Americans. There's going to be a place for everybody's viewpoints while she tries to ban speech globally. Everything that's going on in Brazil, I've got it in my stack. The odds of me getting to it are not good considering it's 9:28. Estimated time of departure tonight, 10:10. 10:10, I'm done. 10:10, Labor Day weekend, done.
10:21 for me.
Aaron's got 10:21. And you can secure, not really your bets, but secure your bets in the chat. But anyway, so there'll be a place for everybody's viewpoints while she bans speech. Again, with Brazil, everything that's going on down there is a State Department op. You need to listen to Mike Benz about it. He's way better at that than I am. It is a State Department op. And I'll get deep into that when I have the chance to do it. But anyway, so place for everybody's viewpoints while they ban speech domestically and internationally. And then he actually says this. He actually has this little limp-wristed white man goes on and he says that everybody will be able to freely express their viewpoints while conservatives have been banned off of social media platforms by the federal government over the last 5-6 years, starting with Alex Jones off of YouTube. And then he says she's going to secure the border. She's in charge now and has been in charge over the last 3 years and 7 months. So if she wants to secure the border, she can secure it now.
Yeah.
There is no process needed. They don't need congressional support. They don't need another limp-wristed white man named James Lankford out of Oklahoma, Rhino Republican. They don't need him. There doesn't need to be any legislation. You don't need to right now legislate against murder. Murder's already illegal.
Yep.
Crossing the border is already illegal. Simply stop them from crossing the border. You don't need any other policies, and you don't need any other legislative action. Simply stop them from getting in the border. Mount some water cannons and some razor wire, and it's all over.
Yep.
You won't have to worry about Tren de Agua anymore. They're gone. Razor wire and water cans. Just go to Poland. Watch how they keep people out of their border. There ain't nobody crossing. They have zero terrorist acts. Let's go to border Hungary, shall we? Viktor Orban out of Hungary. Let's see how many apartment complexes have been taken over by Venezuelan gangs. Or more apropos to Hungary, how many have been taken over by Muslim gangs? 0.0. Zero terrorist acts. Zero illegal migrant crime. Simple as that.
Yep.
And then he says, so she's going to secure the border. She's already secured the border today. She can secure the border right now at 9:31 Eastern time on Labor Day. She could right now, just send the order. Don't let anybody in. It's over. You don't need the Congress to approve that. It's already the law.
Yep.
No more so than she has to say, you know what? It's against the law to import cocaine. It's against the law to import humans. It's not difficult. They just make it difficult because there is a politically expedient purpose behind it. And then she says, Jared Polis says she's going to lower prices. How is she going to lower prices? How would anybody outside of socialism, because she's going to falsely accuse people of price gouging when they're not price gouging.
Right.
She's accusing grocery chains of price gouging who make between 1.2 and 2% profit.
Yeah.
And they're price gouging? That's who she's going after. And by the way, if she was going to lower prices, you know what? It's September 2nd, you said, right, Aaron?
Yep.
September 2nd?
Yep.
Okay, so September 2nd, she could, if she's going to do it, you know, no better time than today.
Yeah.
Lower the prices, but you can't because obviously we have a semblance of democracy here, a capitalistic system, a semblance more of an oligarchical capitalistic system, but we do have some of that left, some capitalism. So, you know, I mean, she won't really be able to do it, but if she's going to lower prices 4 months from now, why didn't she lower prices now? She's currently in charge. She's sitting there going, again, this is a hope and change campaign, a campaign of joy right out of Nazi Germany, and then a hope and change campaign. Well, if you're currently in charge, that means you're hoping and changing against yourself. I mean, you're like, Tom, what kind of world do we live in? Absolutely lunatic world. You're like, Tom, you always bring everything back to COVID. Well, why not? It's the greatest example. In my opinion, the vaccines are the greatest genocide in history.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, if you can just get people, just say, wear a mask. And all of the, even the formerly red-pilled people put them on.
Yeah.
They put them on. They dutifully put them on. Churches, I mean, we need to remember this, closed for a year. They closed. We're all forgetting now because it's 2024. They closed. And who gave them their orders? Gave the Antichrist spirit operating through people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Anthony Fauci and Robert Redfield and numerous others, you know, the WHO, Tedros Ghebreyesus and numerous others. They get people who are diametrically opposed to Christianity gave Christians their orders, and they all dutifully followed them. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. That's why I always start with Christians. 1 Peter 4:17. So, I mean, you're wondering, what kind of world do we live in? It's whacked out, man. It is absolutely whacked out. You know what? Take 10 vaccinations. If you are up to date on your vaccinations right now, this month, September 2024, you have to have 10 vaccinations against a 99.9% survival virus. And that's not, if you're immunocompromised, you're supposed to have 12. 12 vaccinations against a virus that kills nobody.
No.
Then nobody, 70 to 80% of the people who catch COVID never know they have it, and you're going to vaccinate against it?
Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in? I mean, I've never taken a flu vaccine in my life. Why? Because flu has no chance of killing me.
Yeah.
None. Why would you ever take that vaccine? First of all, it has no chance of infecting me because I pray Matthew 16:19. But even if I wasn't, flu would have no chance of killing me.
Yep.
All right, and wokeness video. So Jared Polis says that it's a figment of everybody's imagination. That's what he said to the councilwoman in Aurora, Colorado. This is all a figment of their imagination. These people going door to door with AR-15s demanding rent, who are Venezuelan prison gangs. That's a figment of her imagination, even though it's all on video. No state police, no National Guard, no joint jurisdictional task force to go in there and simply take over. What would you do? And again, this is the example that I'll tell you. If Brent and Aaron and I strapped on 9mm and AR-15s and went door to door, right now in Northport, Florida, we would be dead within the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Dead. Three white guys from America, born in America, walking around collecting rent from people with AR-15s and 9mm. All three of us would be gunned down by the police.
Oh, yeah.
At minimum, arrested if we surrendered our firearms. But in Aurora, because you're an illegal migrant, which makes you an extra special non-citizen citizen, you can do whatever you want, and Jared Polis doesn't do a thing. Imagine that. I mean, again, I know I'm talking a lot right now. I'm not probably showing enough videos, but imagine this. Being Jared Polis, and you're at home, and you know this is going on, and you don't do a freaking thing. You don't do anything. You just go to bed. And there are people on the streets of the state that you govern.
Yeah.
Walking around with AR-15s, collecting rent, who are illegal border invaders, allowed in by the person that you're campaigning for.
Crazy.
And you just go to bed. Imagine that. I mean, I can't go to sleep. Honestly, like if I knew that a door wasn't locked here.
Yeah.
If I knew a door wasn't locked in this building because we got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gear in here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come down, drive down to the building and lock it. He just goes to bed knowing that people are roaming the streets of his city, Aurora, Colorado, and taking over apartment complexes. And wokeness video breaking mass gang in Denver. Waving AR-style rifles attacks a home in a Denver suburb. Play for me.
Hello?
So that's going on. And Aaron reminded me of something. And I know all of you know this already, but it's fun to bring up because it just shows you the attitude. Look at these guys. look, this is going around. He goes to bed. These are illegal aliens. We all know they are.
Yeah.
Prove it, Tom. I can't, but we all know they are. Because the crime rates, don't let the Democrats lie to you. The crime rates are through the roof because of illegal aliens. So they just walk into this garage armed with an assault rifle, armed with a extended magazine 9mm, walking around the neighborhood. Jared Polis just goes to bed at night because he's perfectly fine. Now, these people are never going to be the same after this happens to you. I mean, this is going on. And he calls this a figment of our imagination. And it's just showing you who these people are, because that, of course, is Jared Polis, governor of the state of Denver, very fervent advocate for Kamala Harris, of course. And then, of course, you have Glenn Waltz, who opened the windows while Minneapolis was burning to the ground and enjoyed the smell of burning rubber because she thought it was just revolutionary. She's like, oh, my gosh, I smell revolution in the air. How is it revolution when people are looting stores? When has it ever been a revolution when you have a bunch of street urchins looting Nike stores? But anyway, I digress. This is going on in Jared Polis's state, both in Denver and in Aurora, and he doesn't care. He actually says that, you know, he's a figment of our imagination. This is going on every night. Gunshots fired all the time. Absolute extortion. And he doesn't care. Let's show you this, though. Here's the thing, though. What's really important, though, that Denver Police Department is doing. and wokeness video. Don't worry. Now, you have what we just showed you. And Brett and Aaron played it over and over again, side by side. You have guys burglarizing houses with masks on because it's no longer strange to wear a mask in the middle of the night,
right?
Which was also on purpose. That's the infrastructure brought in by COVID-19. Not only do you have guys robbing houses in the middle of the night, burglarizing houses in the middle of the night with extended magazine 9mm and AR-15s and stealing a motorcycle right in front of everybody's face and nobody does a thing about it, but also you have all of that going on and mass extortion, shots fired every night. Bullets flying through the air. But don't worry, because the Denver Police Department is all over it. Look at their response to this. It's awesome. Play it for me.
We are following a number of significant leads, fostered by video evidence that we have and other evidence that we have that has helped us kind of narrow in on some individuals.
And Thomas says that he doesn't necessarily believe that this act that happened in Denver is necessarily connected to similar crimes playing out across the nation. Of course, if you know anything about this crime, you're asked to call Denver police. Reporting on Colfax, Gabrielle Franklin, Fox 31.
So, you know, you have illegal migrants doing home invasions, but don't worry, because the Denver Police Department, and again, if Aaron, we already found the stats out of Portland, 80% of Portland, this is from an earlier story, the county of Portland, not the city, it was probably 90-95% inside of Portland.
Right.
80% of Portland voted for Biden. Now, I can guarantee you, Denver is 70 or more percent votes for Biden. So here is the response. As you have armed gangs controlling blocks in Aurora, Colorado, you have home invasions by illegal border invaders with AR-15s going into homes stealing motorcycles. But don't worry, the Denver Police Department is going to go after you if you say the wrong thing. So if you actually put these signs up, it says blacks must, I am not exaggerating this. Police manhunt is underway. Police manhunt is underway over signs. There they are. You know, forget about the guys who did the home invasion, stole the motorcycle with an AR-15. It's just like the UK, right?
Yeah.
The UK, the rapist gets probation. The person who posts about the rapist gets 3 years in prison. Here, you can do a home invasion robbery and get nothing. But if you post about it on a street sign, there's a manhunt. Where's the manhunt for the burglars? Where's the manhunt for the home invaders? Where's the manhunt for the Venezuelan prison gangs that are controlling blocks of the city? Where's that? Nowhere. But there's a manhunt in place because this right here violates Democratic Party principles. Forget about violates federal and state statutes. Forget about that. Forget about people being killed. Forget about people being extorted and removed from the places that they live at gunpoint. Not by the police, but by Venezuelan prison gangs. Forget about all of that. There's a sign put up that violates the Democratic Party platform saying blacks must sit at the back of the bus. Kamala's migrants sit in the front. Get out the task force, baby. We need a task force. Here comes the Denver Police Department, obviously run by a leftard moron. Here comes the Denver PD, baby. And we're going to do a manhunt. Not for the home invaders. Not for the Venezuelan prison gangs. We're on a manhunt because somebody put out, obviously a black person put out, blacks must sit at the back of the bus and Kamala's migrants sit at the front of the bus. Oh, man, that's a crime. It's not a crime. But by the way, they're gonna arrest this person.
Yeah.
They're going to arrest this person.
I like the bottom one.
I mean, I didn't read the bottom. Oh, caution. Kamala's illegal. I missed that whole thing. I thought that was actually a real sign. I missed that whole thing.
They did really good making those.
I mean, this requires a manhunt because it violates. Now, what's being banned all around the world right now? European Union, Brazil, banning speech, arrest of the Telegram. See, I mean, you want to talk about riveting times that we are living in?
Yeah.
Where you have the owner of a speech, free speech platform, Telegram, gets arrested because of disinformation. Elon Musk banned in Brazil for disinformation. Who gets to determine what is disinformation? And here's my question too. Once it's found out that, you want to talk about reparations, once it's found out that you banned somebody for telling the truth, like I was banned for life off of YouTube because I said ivermectin is an effective treatment for COVID-19, which it is. Now that it's been found out that that's true and has now actually been advocated by the CDC and by the FDA and by the NIH, why have it not been restored?
Yeah.
Oh, it's because it's all politics. It's all political motivations to try to ban opposition speech, not misinformation, the purveyors of misinformation. Again, everything that they accuse you of, they are doing. The purveyors of misinformation are the misinformation police. That's the criminals who are the police. There's a manhunt because of this sign, but nothing for the home invaders. All right, going to the next one. Moving to Kamala as border czar section of the show. Snowflake tears video. Absolute silence in the arena as Trump says, brand new number came out. We've been espousing, correctly so, because that's what the Biden administration has released. I always tell you, whenever you see the numbers, 41.2 million abortions per year, that's the number they're comfortable releasing.
Yep.
You're like, Tom, that's a freaking apocalypse. I know, but that's what they're comfortable releasing, right? The 35 million excess deaths post-vaccination come from people who are insured. How many people have actually died? Yep. Three times that many? 100 million? I don't know. But we've been espousing now, correctly so, because these are the numbers that the Border Patrol and DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, they've been releasing that there are 85,000 missing kids under the Biden administration only. Not 85,000 missing in the history of the United States. Again, 85,000, it's like Joe Biden's vacation days, 525 vacation days, whatever it was, in 3.5 years. 85,000 kids were missing. Well, they were off a little bit. They were off just a little bit. There's actually 325,000 missing kids.
Jeez.
And you see, like now, back when I was Aaron's age, 25 years ago, if it came out that somebody missed a number like that, everybody's finished.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is finished. They're all finished. Everybody's fired. You're finished. Even Democrats 25 years ago would fire their own over this. Now, nope, because our political expediency is far more important to us than that. So we thought it was 85,000. That was a stat from 1 month ago. 85,000 kids have been missing. Now that right there is an abomination. That's an atrocity in and of itself. Would everybody agree? That we're talking about little three-year-old girls crossing the southern border. And we played the video from a government employee down there saying all these NGOs are just sex trafficking these kids and labor trafficking these kids. We are right now, and I don't mean that you and I are complicit in this or cooperative in it, But the United States of America is the single largest child trafficking operation in the history of the world.
Yeah.
I'm talking about post-slavery, everything. We are the number one child sex trafficking operation on the planet currently and past, present, future. Hopefully not future if Trump gets in. But now it turns out that 325,000 kids are missing. So what does that mean? Well, what happens is they cross the border and they don't actually check who they're giving these kids to. And I haven't gotten to this story, and shame on me for not doing it. There is a Trump-era policy, a DNA testing policy that is currently in place that's no longer being done by the Biden administration. It is a minutes-long DNA test. So if I, Customs Border Patrol agent, meet a 34-year-old man with a 7-year-old girl. 7-year-old girl, maybe she's not talking, or maybe she's been trained to say, that's my uncle or my father. Trump policy was, and this, you know, you have AOC bawling at the border, remember? Trump policy was DNA test the 34-year-old man, mm-hmm. test them to see if they're related. They're no longer doing that. That was extinguished almost immediately by the Biden administration. They don't do that anymore. So they're just handing these kids over to a 40-year-old man who says that they're their cousin, and then they disappear into oblivion. You're talking about everyone needs to think about their own kids right now. Okay, Aaron's got a baby coming in November. Brett's got two little girls. Mine are growing up as adults, but I can picture them as little kids being trafficked across the border and being handed to the United States of America, what Ronald Reagan called a shining city on a hill, handing kids over to be sexually assaulted for the rest of their lives. They have found kids in barns that have been spent days being raped over and over and over again. I'm talking about 8-year-old girls. To the place where it's like when the Russians took over Berlin and they were raping women to the place of hospitalizing them. That's where these little kids are. And what's Harris do about it? Nothing. You're like, how could you're like, and again, it's so bad, it's hard to frame it. It's actually very difficult to frame the atrocities of the United States government via NGOs. Catholic charities, Jewish charities are at the border making billions trafficking kids. Catholic charities, Jewish, yes, yes.
Yep.
Tom, I thought you were pro-Israel. Listen, folks, it's all situational. Am I pro-Israel versus Hamas? Yes. Hamas, yes. Am I pro-Catholic charities and Jewish charities trafficking children? Do I know they're all a bunch of globalists? Yes. But just, it's very, very difficult to frame the atrocity that our country is right now. Trafficking these kids. We're nothing more than pimps. Our government is pimping these kids. And so now there's 325,000. That's a little interesting adjustment, isn't it?
Mm.
I think, again, why did this come out? Because obviously Harris Waltz didn't release this. Vegas odds have Trump winning this election right now. And it's not just Vegas odds. The polls, then listen to everybody, the crap that they're going. Listen, if Trump is within 2 or 3 points of any state, he's winning that state. If he's down by 8 or 9, that's one thing. If he's within, if he's 1, 2, 3 points down, he's winning that state. They know he's going to win. So people in the DHS are like, you know what? I really don't want to spend 5 years in a federal prison because I lied about how many kids were missing. So people are coming out as whistleblowers going, you know what? We've said 85,000 because that's what Alejandro Mayorkas, that lying sack of bald crap that he is, that's what he says and perjures himself over and over again. He needs to be criminally tried and also put in prison for treason. But these whistleblowers are coming out and saying, you know what? There's a whole lot more missing kids, these little 6-year-old girls raped for the rest of their lives. Dead. A lot of them dead already. But they don't care. It's like Tim Walz. Hey, Tim, what do you think about the American hostage that was killed by Hamas? I got to go. Good seeing everybody. Thank you. They don't care. Because once you're a baby butcher, you're a baby butcher. All right, Snowflake Tears video, absolute silence in the arena. As Trump says, there are 325,000 missing children. Play for me, Brent.
Harris lost. Listen to these numbers, though. Seriously, If this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now, listen to this number, because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she says, I wasn't the border czar. But she was. It was headlines, border czar, border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing.
And then there's one other element I want to remind, because this is painful stuff that people don't want to talk about in Washington. She interviewed a lot of these children who related to her what happened to them on their journey when they're in the custody of the cartels. Yes, they were sexually assaulted. Yes, they were forced into labor that isn't appropriate for children under the age of 18. Yes, they're told that they have to pay off their debts when they get here, and they don't know what that means. Does that mean having sex? Does that mean doing some form of indentured servitude until they pay off their debts? It's the most inhumane way that any child could ever enter the country, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris created that pathway.
Ms. Marcos, you testified a moment ago to Senator Butler that every child gets a Know Your Rights presentation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that before or after you release them to labor traffickers?
Senator, every child that comes into our care gets a Know Your Rights presentation.
Have you read that children are scrubbing dishes, they are operating heavy machinery, they are delivering meals, they are harvesting coffee, they are working construction, they are working as housekeepers, they are working overnight shifts at plants where they are not paid, they are not going to school, they are not cared for, they are not giving meals, almost all of it illegally. Are you aware of that? That's a yes or no?
Yes.
Do the Know Your Rights presentation help them in those situations?
Senator, ORR...
That's a yes or no, I think. Do you really think that you're helping these children by releasing them to labor traffickers and, yes, sex traffickers? 85,000 children whom you have no contact with, and your answer is, we gave them a presentation before we turned them over to these people who are exploiting them on a scale not seen in this country for 100 years, a century. Do you do home visits in all cases? You can actually see where these children are being released, whose care you're putting them in?
We do not do home visits in all cases. Senator, I'd really like the opportunity to talk about what we
Let's look at what the secretary said to you. Mr. Becerra, that's the secretary, told the ORR director, that's you, right?
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary people.
Yes.
That if she could not increase the number of discharges, he would find someone who could. That if Henry Ford had run his plants like this, he would never have become famous and rich. This is not the way you do an assembly line. Get the kids out, run them through, get them out to those sponsors, those traffickers. Why didn't you resign when he said this? Do you think that this is morally acceptable? Do you think that this is acceptable to run ORR like an assembly line and to release these children to traffickers?
I can assure you, we do not run ORR like an assembly line. The safety and well-being of children is our top concern.
Plainly, it is not your top concern because you have managed to lose 85,000 of them, and they're with labor traffickers. How many are you in regular contact with right now?
I don't have the specific number.
How can you not know? Because why would you come to this hearing and not know?
Respectfully,
I would like you to do your job and not release children to human traffickers. Respectfully, that's what I would like. I'd like you not facilitate the largest child trafficking ring in American history.
I have so many words, and this is where, you know, I really do miss cussing right now with that towards that woman. There's so many and vulgar statements I want to make about her.
Oh, yeah.
That are floating through my mind right now, but that's what warring against the flesh is all about. But anyway, she says that, and again, that was back when everybody thought it was 85,000. it turns out. And that's what she's testifying to. It's 85,000 missing kids. That's what she feels comfortable with. Turns out to be 325,000. Just a little adjustment. I mean, you're only talking what's, if we just go by 80s, what is it? So 80,000, double that would be 160,000. Add another 80,000 onto it, 240,000. Add another 80,000 on top of that, 320,000. So it's four times as many as it's four times as many as what they reported. Four times. That's a small error, right? I mean, this is just a small little error. It's just all lies. It's just like the COVID death numbers. It appears that between 5 and 18 million people died of COVID. Well, that's as close as you can get. The experts. That's the experts. So she says, knowing at that time that it was far worse than that, but we'll just pretend that 85,000 kids were missing. Aaron brought up a very valid point here. How is it right now? Right freaking now. How many pieces of cattle do you think there are? Aaron, see if you can find that. How many pieces of cattle there are on the United States in the United States? Remember, we'll just go beef. We're not going to talk sheep or goats or chickens or anything else. Just how many pieces of beef are there walking around right now in America?
Approximately 87.2 million.
All right, 87 million. Now, out of that 87 million, I can guarantee you 99% of those, the owner of those cows knows exactly where they are.
Yeah.
And they're cows, not people. But the government of the United States of America, where all the Christians dutifully follow their orders, put on a mask, lock your churches down, buy an electric vehicle. They can't track 325,000 kids. They can't keep track. The cattle farmer who has either hundreds or thousands of heads of beef, of whatever it may be, the smallest farmer who has got 30 or 40 to the biggest farmer's got thousands.
Yeah.
Heads of cattle, right? They know where every single one of them are. They know when the wolves get them.
Yep.
But the government, and that's a single farmer with maybe at the large ranch, 10, 20 helpers, small ranch, does it all by himself, knows where all of his cattle are. They are all tracked. But the government, Aaron, see if you can find the budget for DHS. The DHS, and see if you can find number of employees. The DHS, who has a multi-billion-dollar budget, and I would guesstimate, if you include CBP in this, and has thousands upon thousands of employees, can't keep track of 325,000 kids, but farmers can track 80, what was the number again? How many heads of cattle? 87 million?
Yeah, something like that.
87
yeah.
million heads of cattle? They can track every last one of them, but the experts can't track 325,000 kids. And at the border, you have a girl sitting, imagine being that girl. She's 10 years old, and as Donald Trump said, I can't remember if it was Holly or Trump that said it. But anyway, these kids are interviewed and they say, yes, they're an 11-year-old girl and they've been raped 15 times on the way up. All right. They're being interviewed. So this girl has been raped 15 times. And nobody does a thing about it. And again, I don't mean to be gross, but I always have to just tell you the story of the 8-year-old girl who was found with 50 some odd different sperm samples on the inside of her. So she'd been raped at least by 50 different men. 50 times, a minimum of 50 times. Imagine that little girl, 8-year-old girl, 11-year-old girl, sitting there in a speech given by Alejandro Mayorkas or one of his minions about know your rights. You're sitting there in a room. Okay, so DHS's budget, DHS's budget is $107 billion. I'm just going to round it up because it's $1.79. $108 billion per year. Per year. They have 240,000 employees and can't track 325,000 kids. But our farmers, our ranchers can track 87 million heads of cattle, know exactly where they are tonight.
Right.
But we don't know where 325,000 kids are. It's all on purpose because they're trafficking them. It's all part of the Antichrist subworld. That's what it's all that we don't see yet, but you'll see revealed in the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and 14. So they get a note. You have a girl that's been raped numerous times getting a speech by one of Mayorkas' minions, like the idiot that was testifying in front of Josh Hawley. So they get a know your rights speech. So in other words, know your rights. If you are, what it is, it's a transgender thing. If you want to be called a he when you're a she, or you want to be called a she when you're a he, you know your rights. That's what the rape victim's being told by the United States of America. But not only do you get the know your rights speech, you also get this. You get the superheroes book. Superheroes are everywhere. Kamala Harris, illustrated by whoever. Funny how that person's last name is Roe, isn't it?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all coincidental. Man. Everything's just a coincidence.
Of course.
325,000 kids missing. There's no international sex trafficking operations going on. Just 325,000 kids cross the border and disappear into thin freaking air, baby.
Yeah.
They're gone. All right, let's move into this one. The hostage that was killed. Let's go to that pick for me. CNN pick. Now, of course, there's multiple stories in this graphic in and of itself, but we'll just do two. Israeli-American hostage, Hirsch Goldberg-Pollen. Look at how CNN wrote it. Has died. So he died of what? Natural causes in Hamas captivity? That's how they framed it.
Yeah.
Remember how they like describe like Soleimani as a man of the Korah?
Yeah, scholar.
Yeah, he's a scholar. Yeah, thank you. He's a scholar, a Koran scholar. This is Korah. That's Torah or Koran.
Yeah.
So morph those two together. Let's not do that. But anyway, so they called him a scholar for the Koran, a religious scholar. That, Soleimani, who butchers hundreds of thousands of people per year. But anyway, so Hirsch Pullen has died. He didn't die. He was like shot in the back of the head or hanged. Family confirms via statement. It's kind of strange that Trump knew that, didn't he? Trump has said, you know what? Most of these hostages are probably dead. Well, they found six dead hostages. You know why? Because Biden and Harris have done nothing. Nothing. Listen, no matter what the politics are, this guy's not involved in the politics. Yep. Whether it's a Mossad, CIA in collusion with the Iranian army, op, which I believe that it is, to stir up war in the region for the military-industrial complex and to usher in totalitarian control. So I don't have time to get into the deep dive on that. But it doesn't matter, because Hirsch Goldberg-Pollen did know, and he is murdered, probably shot in the back of the head, because Biden and Harris do nothing.
Yep.
That was 10-7-23 that this took place. 10-7-23. Nothing. We're almost there now. We're actually 1 month and a day away from that right now. They've done nothing. What have they done? Tell me what they've done to find the hostages. Anybody? What have they done to take away to go and rescue the Americans that are still sitting in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Nothing. From 21. They're still there. We did the memorial of the Abbey Gate was August 26th of 2024. That was the 3-year anniversary of Abbey Gate. Okay. Now we're past the 3-year anniversary of people sitting there. There's United States citizens sitting in Afghanistan, and nobody will go get them. And if you try to go get them because you're a retired SEAL, you'll be arrested by the Biden administration. Because the Biden administration will fly in hundreds of thousands of people on 747s from third world countries and not register them as immigrants. But if you dare try to orchestrate an op to rescue Americans out of Afghanistan, you'll be arrested.
Yeah.
So that's the world that we are living in right now. There's no other way to describe it. And what's the solution? Vote the right people into place. So the next one for me, Brent, Trump put out this statement. We grieve the senseless death of the Israeli hostage, horrifically including a wonderful American citizen, Hirsch Goldberg-Pollen, murdered by Hamas due to a complete lack of American strength and leadership. Make no mistake, this happened because Comrade Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden are poor leaders. He's absolutely correct. Does anybody think that Iran, because obviously Hamas and Hezbollah are funded by Iran, and Joe Biden has given them $20 billion.
Yeah.
And $100 million to Hamas that we know of, and that's post-invasion. Post-Hamas invasion, Joe Biden wrote him a check for $100 million. To Hamas, do you think this would have happened under Trump? Absolutely not. Iran's terrified that Trump will send a bunker buster to the Ayatollah's home.
Yeah.
They wouldn't dare do it. And you can get in all the Israeli politics all you want. I'm just telling you, they wouldn't dare. Americans are getting slaughtered overseas. That's correct. While Kamala is disparaging and making up lies about Gold Star families. And I got to try to, oh man, it's really 10:07? I got the, what? Yeah, no. All right, I'm still going to try. But anyway, oh, man, I may have to like skip some of this. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to skip and go to the Abbey Gate next. I mean, the Abbey Gate stuff next. But anyway, but disparage, because what she's saying is that Trump got into the Trump staffers got into like a pushing match with some Arlington National Cemetery employee. Nobody witnessed it.
Yeah.
Not a soul. Tulsi Gabbard standing the whole time. She's publicly stated. Never happened. But I digress. I'll try to get into that in a minute. Americans are getting slaughtered. Let's see where I was. Gold Star famous. And Biden is sleeping on the beach on his 16th consecutive day of vacation. He made it to 17 days. They have blood on their hands. Sadly, this is the total lack of leadership that Kamala and Biden represent. One that allows terrorists to take American lives because they only care about weaponizing the Department of Justice against a political opponent. Just like the debacle of the Afghanistan withdrawal that claimed 13 American lives, Kamala and Biden's judgment has not only put lives at risk, but is directly responsible for unnecessary deaths that should never have happened. Our country and our amazing people are not safe under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and will be even less safe under Kamala Harris. The terror would have never happened if I were president. That is absolutely correct. Because how many times did it happen? Let's add it up, shall we? I love that little leftards in social media try to put out terrorist events that happened under President Trump, and I'm like, I don't even remember that. I don't know what you're talking about. Look at what has happened under Biden. And you actually have people that vote in their own demise. It's amazing to me. And you're sitting there, you know, just Harris Waltz. And you're voting in your own economic collapse. You know prices are up 40%. And you're going to vote for that? You look at what's going on around the globe. We're on the verge of nuclear war in Ukraine. We have this obvious conflict of Hamas versus Israel, an invasion by Hamas into Israel. Never happened under Trump. You have the Taiwan-Chinese conflict that's going on right now. Hyperinflation, where our own country is being invaded. Listen, it depends on the source that you get your information from. The low end of illegals that have crossed the border under the Biden administration is 10 million. Some people have it upwards of 10 to 30 million. So what's 15,000 a day times 365 times 4? I don't know. How many is it? And we have all of this going on, and people line up to vote for it? So you can, I want to maintain the right to slaughter my own child. You can. You can slaughter your own child all around the country. I mean, I can just name the states right now. You can just freely go slaughter your child right now with no limitations at all in Illinois, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Delaware, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York. You can go anywhere you want. You want to slaughter your kid? You go slaughter your kid. Yeah, Aaron came up with the numbers. So if you go 15,000 a day over a four-year period of time, it's 21.9 million people.
Yeah.
And 15,000 a day doesn't mean it was only 15,000 a day. Exactly. That's like an average.
Exactly.
So it could have been 37,000 one day. So the lower end, they have it at 10 million. It could be 30 million people allowed in this country. Four New York cities, actually. All right, let's go. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to see where I want to go here.
Look what time it is.
Oh, crap. Dang. Oh, well, you know, real quick.
Yeah, real
let's
quick.
Let's get Waltz's. This is a different angle from the pregame. Eyal Rockaby video. Reporter asking Harris Waltz. Here's Tim Waltz. Reporter, what is your reaction to 6 hostages being found dead in Gaza that your running mate did absolutely nothing about? Play for me, Brent.
How are you feeling?
What's your reaction to the 6 hostages being found dead?
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Imagine voting for someone like that who can't even, I mean, in my opinion, he looked the reporter right in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
And just completely blew her off. All right. Thank you, everybody. I mean, he just lives in complete oblivion, complete denial. And what I mean by that is it's not that he's oblivious to the person or in denial of that person's existence. He lives in oblivion. He lives in complete denial of all repercussions of what he just did. But what would it take you for you to answer that question? It is an absolute tragedy that this happened. Blame Hamas, if anything. But you're so incoherent and so out of your element and out of your league, you can't even answer questions about 6 people being found dead murdered by Hamas, one of them an American citizen? Just side by side this one, guys. I'll show you this. All right, I'm 2 minutes past my my deadline. I'm looking through my stuff here to see where I want to go. Yeah, just side by side whenever you guys get it. So this is I Meme Therefore I Am video. Don't worry. There's no problem there. There's no problem at all. What we have going on in this video is breaking reports coming that United States Navy personnel from the USS Wasp have been abducted after disembarking in Izmir, Turkey.
Great.
Okay. Now, again, let's go back now. Aaron, Brent, you guys can join in. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about how many times this happened under the Trump administration, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
That sailors disembark in a foreign land and are taken hostage by the residents, by the citizens of that foreign land under Trump. They wouldn't dare.
Yeah, never.
And everybody thinks nice wins. It never wins.
No.
Jesus wasn't nice. Do you ever read Jesus? Do you ever read the Bible? Christians don't imitate Jesus. They imitate the reprobate mind version of Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. I got to stop.
There's always tomorrow.
I know. I have a whole, here it is, my whole Abbey Gate presentation. It's all freaking lie. All the Abbey Gate parents have come out against it. I'll run it all tomorrow. I will run that tomorrow. I got multiple National Guard members served with Tim Walz have come forward. It's unbelievable. What do you got, Aaron?
Do you think that his brother is actually going to speak up?
His brother, I don't know. Tim Walz's brother's obviously come out heavily against him, but I would love to see it.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, the post game is awesome. It really is awesome. I got to keep the show shorter. I got to quit going like till 10:42 and stuff. I can't keep doing that. That's the whole point of going 5 days a week. But anyway, listen, I really do appreciate you guys. Just looking at the chat here, I see Bud Dave at the bottom there, D Clove at the bottom, Regina Loves Art. I see all these names, guys. I really appreciate you. Tammy Almargrader, of course, steps up with the Rumble Rant, Confederate one. Really, do you guys have been liking the Leonard Skinner videos? That's my favorite band of all time. Is Leonard Skinner. We're gonna find some other stuff too. Play it. Everybody seems to love it. But anyway, Rumble Rants tonight. I'm gonna go Keikos Mafunt. What do you think, Aaron, on the first one? Keikos Mafunt. Mafunt.
Yeah, 16. Keikos Mafunt.
Keikos Mafunt. $16.50. Thank you so much. CSUF, my friend, thank you. $10. Tammy L. Margritter, $10. I've said this to the people at the church. By the way, great church attendance online this week. 610 people joined us online watching the church. Listen, you got to be part of a church. Listen, most churches suck. That's just the way that it is. They're a bunch of COVID-caving cowards who don't preach the gospel. I used to tell people, you know, find yourself a great local church. A lot of times there isn't one. So you know what? If there isn't one that comes, listen, if you can't find a church that never closed and never will, don't go to that church. Do not go to that church. No matter how nice they are, just join Foundation Church online. Make us your home church. But great, it was 600 people. We're shooting for 1,000, 400 to go. We almost got to 1,000 tonight, but you know what? I didn't expect 700 people tonight. We got 945 right now. So I really appreciate you guys. Like and share. Let's get this out to as many people as we possibly can with our unique merging of the Bible with world politics. Get it out to as many people as you possibly can. There's a lot of people who tell you, you know what? Trump is great and all that, and he is the great. I'm voting for Trump, love Trump. But the answer is Jesus. So we got to merge those things together. Stick around for the post game. As usual, it's awesome. It's great. Atlanta Braves closed it out with the best catch I've seen in probably a decade. Some of you probably saw it on social media already. It's an unbelievable catch by an outfielder for the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves, major league team, practices right literally 5 minutes down the road from here. Love you guys. God bless you. Back here tomorrow night, probably, unless some big news happens, we'll open up with what's happened with the Abbey Gate families. Love you. Stick around for the post game. See you tomorrow night. Most Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. They didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are Really, the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, you tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.